You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, hey.
How are you doing today?
I am just doing wonderful. Doing good. So good. What about you? Good.
I am great. And I have a fun question for us today. I feel like we a little bit touched on it a couple episodes ago, but this is going to be like a different landscape. Okay. So would you rather go to the beach or go to the mountains?
Beach or mountains in the summertime? Because it's
yeah,
summer
we'll
right
go.
Now.
We'll stick with summer. Yeah.
Okay. But I want to go to the beach or the mountains in the summertime. I've never been to the mountains in the summertime. I've always gone to the beach in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And it's really hot at the beach. So I'm going to say something I've never done. Let's do the mountains in the summertime.
Okay. I love it. Yeah. And you could like go to cooler mountains so that
yeah,
it would be
that's
like,
what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Refreshing.
Enjoy some walks.
And chilly and maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like in the mornings with a cup of coffee on a porch.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. Wonderful. I would like that right now. I asked this question, but I don't think I have an answer to it because what I really want is both. I really want to go to the beach and go to the mountains. And I don't know if there's somewhere in the country that involves both of those.
Alaska? Would Alaska?
Yeah,
have?
Maybe. But those, I feel like those would be cold beaches. Like I want warm beach. And I want
cool mountains.
And I just don't think that's how the weather works. But I do really love, I just love being outside. So
yeah,
anywhere I can do that and be somewhere pretty, I'm into it. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 10, Session 3, Saul Disobeyed God. And this is focusing on 1 Samuel chapters 14 and 15. So Suzanne, why don't you share with us the big idea for this session?
So in foolishness, God's people begged for a king like the nations around them. Though Israel rejected God as their king, God mercifully warned them and gave them the king they desired, King Saul. However, Saul was not the king the people needed. So this week, we'll see that God rejected Saul as king because he disobeyed God's commands. And we have two story points for this week. For preschool, it is Saul disobeyed God's commands. And for kids, it is God rejected Saul as king because he disobeyed God's commands. So now let's talk about some activities that may need a little extra time or attention. And so this week for preschool worship, there's an activity called Make a Shape. And so for this activity, it could be really fun for preschoolers to use things other than blocks to trace a crown shape. So they could use things like Legos, little counters, pom-poms, or even crayons. So just an idea to kind of mix it up a little bit.
All right. And older kids, there is an activity called Listen Carefully Relay. And instead of clothes, leaders could provide kids with other instruction to perform relay style. Leaders could invite relay teams to stack blocks in a certain order, set a table in a certain order, or draw a picture in a certain order. In kids' worship, there's an activity called Steal the Livestock, and this activity involves kids running from opposite ends of the room to get to a stuffed animal first. So think through how competitive your group is, and if you need to slow them down to avoid head-on collisions, you might think about having them do something other than running. So you could have the kids hop on one foot, crab walk, bear crawl, do bunny hops, just sort of mix up those actions. And then in midweek, there's a group game called Bowl of Prayers, and you might consider letting each kid take home a craft pom-pom and a stone out of that bowl as a reminder that God wants us to pray in both the good and the difficult parts of our lives. All right, let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. So while last week's Bible text really emphasized the importance of obeying God with the right intentions, this week's text shows the importance of full obedience over partial obedience. This story is such a great reminder that God is after our heart, not our actions. And so while action is important and we don't want to forget that, we do want to remember and teach kids that God cares more about our heart. And I think that that's just a really beautiful picture of his character.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, through this Bible story too, I also noticed the consequences of Saul's disobedience. And I think consequences, that's a word that kids and preschoolers too will be familiar with, consequences for our behavior. And so what we see here was Saul's consequence was the loss of his kingship. And so this week will be a great reminder that sin has consequences. And so we can use the story to talk about the good and the bad consequences of our choices. But we can also emphasize that Jesus obeyed God perfectly. He was the only one that was able to do that. Yet he took on the consequences of our sin because of the love that he has for us.
Love that. Thanks, Suzanne. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.